Good morning, everyone. Tell you, these guys around here drive a hard bargain. Last Sunday, Pastor Joel, back in the kitchen, he said, would you like to preach next Sunday? Well, I said, the first thing I got to do is check with my wife. Because she holds the calendar book for to see where I'm going to be at. So that all worked out great. So, praying about what God would have me speak on, sure enough, Monday morning, I get a text from Pastor Ray, hey, what are you going to be preaching on? I'm thinking like, man, guys, give me a break. I've just asked to preach yesterday. Today, you want to know what I'm going to preach on. So, be careful what you get yourself into around here. So, but I do count it a privilege for to preach. To bring God's word to you. And just so you know, I've been retired now for going on 2 years. We just talked some this morning. And when I was working, I even hate to admit this, but I was married to my computer and to my phone. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It didn't matter. I was on the phone. I was on the computer. With, you know, working with people that across the pond, their time is different than what ours is. And the day that I walked out of the plant, out of the office, Jamie can vouch for this, I haven't turned the computer on since, and it's going to be 2 years. Now, I do have my phone, I stay in contact with my emails, but it was just one of those distractions that I had to get away from. So then when the pastor asked me to preach, sure enough, we were going to the beach for the week. Now, I don't know if you ever went to the beach and you took your computer with you, but I've yet to see anyone do that. And I tell you the truth, I wasn't going to be the first guy to do it. So I didn't do it. So if you're looking this morning for on the screen, sorry, you're out of luck this morning because I didn't do it either. But this morning we want to bring to you what God has been laying on my heart for some time and for this week. What do we as Christians? See, so many times we look out into the world and we judge things out in the world, what's going on. And we say, man, you can sure tell that they have forgotten all about God. See, all the things that's going on in the world, it shows us that the world has forgotten all about God. And also many times, oh, we can blame that all on they have forgotten everything about God. But we as Christian believers this morning, and when Mel was leading the songs she was leading, I actually was going to, what can you see about God's word? But what have we as Christian believers, we, bringing it home in these walls, personal, I myself, what have we forgotten about God's word? And see, it's very important that we understand God's word, we read it, and we apply it to our lives because it has great meaning, it has great direction for your life. Also many, oh, I don't know what direction God's word can show you. So with that thought, let's open in prayer. Father, again, we do count it a privilege, Lord, to stand before you and to talk about your word this morning, the truths that you have in it. And Father God, we pray this morning that these words will be an encouragement to us to understand your word, to apply it to our lives, that we can see the world that we're living in through your word. And it's in your name that we pray. Amen. See, that's important in our lives, that we look out and we see the world that's going on around us through God's eyes, through God's word that he's telling us. Today, when I look all around, I see a world that is influenced by not having God in the world. And today, when I look at my life, I want to make sure that I am not influenced by the world that does not know God or does not even acknowledge God. And see, we have to watch ourselves so many times that we do not let the world influence us by that same thinking. It makes me, as a Christian, as a child of God, ask this question: What have I, because of the influence of the world that's out there, what has it made me forget about God's word? And it does to us. It does to us. The world will influence you that you will forget about God's word. It makes me ask the second question. Could it be the reason? Because the world has forgotten about God, and it came down to the Christian believer that we have forgotten about God, that the world is in the condition that it is. I can answer that question for you. Yes, it is. You will see it in our homes, in our businesses, in our government, in our schools. But do you see it in your life too? What have we forgotten about God in His Word that is so important? Could it be the reason for all these things that are happening? See, we live in a world that's ever changing. And a lot of it is ever changing because we have forgotten about God. So many of the changes that are going on in the world and in our lives, they are happening because we have forgotten about God and His Word and what it said. And so many times, if you bring up certain things, oh, where's this guy from? Because no one wants to understand it. No one wants to hear about it. See, God's Word tells us that God's Word will be a light unto your feet, unto your path of you walking around. In the last year, we were working at home, and I had a piece of metal get into my eye. And it was one of those things, have a piece of dirt in my eye. Yep. Well, 2 weeks later, the piece of dirt didn't leave. So one night I decided I can't stand it anymore. We have to go to the doctor. Well, we found out it wasn't a piece of dirt. It was a piece of metal. And I didn't know this, that when a piece of metal gets into your eye, it actually starts to rust. So when this starts to rust, if you ever see metal rust, it will just start getting browner and browner, and a ring formed in my eye. And I have a big rust spot in my eye. And it affects how I see. It affects my vision. And see, that's what happens to us so many times. Because we have forgotten God's word, it affects how we're seeing things in the world that's going on. Oh, that's just it. Nope. God's word will be a light unto your path that you can see what is going on. When we read God's word, it is full of examples. And I know we don't have the time to go through, but it is full of examples of warnings to His children. A warning. Don't forget. Don't forget. You read that many times in the scripture. Don't forget. Don't forget. Because there's a consequence if you forget God's word in your life. It's a consequence that will happen. And you read so many examples in God's word. It's also, when you read God's word, it's a benefit by not forgetting. And see, if anything gets anybody's attention nowadays, what for benefit am I going to get out of this? Well, by not forgetting God's word, it will be a benefit to your life. And we're going to talk about that this morning. What have we forgotten about God's word? And when you remember God's word and you apply it, the benefit that you have within your life. This morning we're going to read 2 Peter 3, 1 and 2. We're going to talk in here what Peter said, and it's a warning to us not to forget. Dear friend, 2 Peter 3, 1 to 2. Dear friend, this is now my second letter to you. I have written both of them as a reminder to stimulate you to wholesome thinking. I want you to recall the words spoken in the past by the holy prophet and the commands given by our Lord and Savior through our apostles. See, when Peter wrote this here, in the first verse, it says, as a reminder. When you need a reminder, what usually happens first? You forgot. He wrote this here. This is my second letter. I've written this to you as a what? A reminder. A reminder. A reminder. And it's very important what we understand about this verse here. It says as a reminder to stimulate you into what? Wholesome thinking. See, so many times we forget about God's word completely and we don't even think about it. But God is saying this to us through Peter's writing. It stimulates you into wholesome thinking. And then verse 2, it says, I want you to recall. What's he saying again? I don't want you to forget. I don't want you to forget what is written in God's word, and it was given through Jesus Christ himself, through the apostles. That why? Because it's going to be very important in your life that you do not forget about the words that was given to these people, to these men, because they were given direction how to live their life. But if you forget, you wander around, where am I going? So he's telling us in verse 1, it's a reminder to you to stimulate you into wholesome thinking. In verse 2, he says, I want you to recall the words that was spoken. See, and so many times if we let the world dictate to us what's going on within our lives, we forget about the wholesome thinking, and we forget about the words that God has in his word. And it's very important this morning that we be reminded to stimulate into wholesome thinking. I'm telling you, folks, it's hard to see what's going on out in the world and stimulate my thoughts into wholesome thinking. It's hard to do it. And then when I do not think about these things, it's hard for me to recall what God's word is saying about what's going on today. Because I have forgotten. I have forgotten. So we need to stimulate ourselves into wholesome thinking. And we need to recall the words that were spoken in the past through his prophets, so we don't forget about what was spoken. That we don't forget about God's word and what God's word is saying for today. Amen. For today. See, so many times I hear so many people saying, and I'm just saying, oh, that don't apply for today. Well, if you read God's word, it's examples, and it all leads up to applying to today. See, because what I'm going to say this morning I can tell you this much, because I ask many people, I read a lot, and I listen to pastors, and everybody wants to steer away from it. Because everyone has this way of thinking, they have that way of thinking, and it don't apply to today. But in 2 Peter 3:3, it's a verse there, and it starts off by, first of all. See, when I study this, I keep wondering, why didn't they write 3 should be 1, in verse 1 should be 2, and verse 2 should be 3. But they put down on verse 3, it says, first of all. You know, we want to remind ourselves in a wholesome thinking. We want to recall what God's word's saying. But then I get to verse 3, it says, but first of all, that means pay attention. Listen, this is what I want to tell you. First of all, before you understand that, let's understand this part. It says, first of all, that you should understand. Why? That you should understand. I should understand what? It's saying, first of all, you should understand. What should I understand? It's going to explain to us what we need to understand for today. You should understand that in the last days, see, it's saying that you should understand what day you're living in, what time zone. We should understand, first of all, you should understand that in the what? In the last days, certain things are going to happen. And see, the world's going to say to us, I don't believe none of that stuff. I don't, you know, that's meant for long ago. That's not going to happen. But God's word is true, and it will never change, and it will happen. God's word says, in the last days. Now, you're going to think that I got this off of NBC News, but I didn't. I got this out of God's word, 2 Peter 3, verse 3. It says, first of all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. Wow. Just got it off the nightly news. Scoffers have come, and they're following their own evil desires. And see, they're trying to tell me their evil desires. It's okay, folks. It's okay for you to do that. There's nothing wrong with doing that. But God's word says, yes, it is. God's word says, don't forget. And see, we have so far forgotten that it's okay for the follow the scoffers and the things that are going on in the world, the evil desires that's going to lead us straight to hell. But God's word is saying, in the last days, scoffers will come. And they will say things to you to follow their own evil desires. But you as Christian believers, don't forget God's word. God's word says, stimulate your thoughts, your mind into wholesome thinking. Don't think about that garbage. But recall what I say in my word. I've spoken it, and it's always going to be true. It's never going to change. See, the world's trying to tell us that God's word is changing. It's not changing. It's always true. It's always the same.
Amen.
And that's how it is.
Amen.
He's saying, first of all, you need to understand what time zone, what period you're living in. And it says in the last days, folks, if ever was a time that this word is true, it is today. October, what is today? The 24th. 2021. If it's ever the time period that we are living in, it is the last. Oh, brother, we don't want to hear. We want to hear about how good God is. We want to hear about God's grace. We want to hear about God's mercy. But folks, I want to tell you, there's a time coming, and the last days is a time period that God has set aside in His words, that it's the last days. What happens next? The Lord comes. But the world has us so distracted. Oh, we want to worry about this. We want to hear about that. We don't think about God's word and applying it. But God's word is saying that in the last days, these scoffers are going to come to follow their own evil desires. Wow. It's here, folks. It's here. Wake up and see it. That's what I say. When I look at the world and see the things that are going on, and I judge it, or I look at it through what they're looking at, whew, makes me worried. Makes me concerned. Not. Because I look at it, what God's word is saying. And he told me that in the last days, terrible times are going to happen. These things are going to happen. But he says, look up, your redemption draws nigh. I'm coming again. If you are ready, I'm going to receive you. If you're not ready, I will not receive you. I didn't make it up. It's in God's word. It's in God's word. But so many times, oh man, I just want to hear about God's grace. I do too. Because it's only through God's grace that I stand here this morning. But it's a part of God's words when he says, grow up. Grow up. And he's saying, first of all, to us, you must understand. You must understand. You must understand. Wow. I must understand that we are living in the last days. We need to identify the days we are living in, and then we need to recall what God's word is saying to us. We need to identify the times we are living in, and then we need to get into God's word and let him stimulate you. Stimulate your mind that you won't think all that garbage that's going on, but I will think about God's word and I will read it and I'll say, thank you, Jesus. Our thinking of how we see things will determine each day how we live. My thinking. Not of what the news just told me, but my thinking. God has everything under control, Kirvin. I have it all under control, Kirvin. I have it all under control. I was just sharing with Jamie, and I do look at the highlights on, you know, different news things, and where I worked, we were one of the biggest consumers of natural gas, and you know, we were all led down the road of getting rid of all these fossil fuels, and we used to burn coal, and then we went into coke, and then we got natural gas, and I kept saying the whole time, somebody's going to lead us astray here, folks. What happened now? The natural gas, they say it's going to go up by 50%. The gas at the gas pump's going up, yada, 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 you hear it all. The only thing I can say, God's got it all under control. He got it all under control, folks. So we need to look at God's word and what is he saying to us, knowing that we have the understanding of the days that we are living in. In Genesis 12:3, and Moses wrote this down here, and this happened to Abraham, because he was going into a country. He was leaving where he was used to living, about like us right now, where we had our, oh, this is so comfortable. There's nothing I love to do and sit down and prop my feet up in my chair, and man, I'm happy camper. Give me a bag of, I know Rick's not here, of Utz potato chips. I know if he's probably throwing something at the TV now if he hears this. In a can of no sugar-free soda. Man, I'm a happy camper. But God's word tells us right there, because I know the afflictions that the world wants to lay on us because we are believers. But God's word tells us through Moses, one of the prophets, he wrote down, I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. Woo! I can't wait for that day, because I'm telling you right now, God is blessing me because I believe in his word and I stand on it and I am blessed. No matter of the times that's going on, because I stand on God's word and it says, I will bless those that bless you. And I've been blessed. And it's all through God's word. I read in Romans, and here's a condition, and this was written by the Apostle Paul. May the God of hope, is that the God that you serve this morning? May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. But there's a condition before you're going to get filled with all joy and peace. And the condition is, as you trust in me. When you trust in God, you will get filled with all joy and all hope and all peace. See, the world's trying to say, I'm going to send you another stimulus check. That's going to make you happy. That's going to satisfy everything. God's word says, if you trust in me, I will fill you with all hope and all peace and all joy. Jeremiah 10:6 says, your name is mighty in power. God's name, Jesus Christ, is mighty in power. When we pray to him, he's mighty in power. Did you hear this on the news last night? We won't. Luke 10:18 says, he gives you all power to overcome the power of the evil one. Who does? He gives you all power. He gives you all power. Luke wrote in Acts 1:8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. It's in the Word. God's Word says, recall. Peter told us, recall. Recall what the apostles wrote down. And when you recall these things, it will stimulate your mind into wholesome thinking. Jude 25 says, power and authority through Jesus. Exodus 15, 26, and Moses wrote this, for I am the Lord who heals you. Woo, who needs a healing? I do many times. I am the Lord who heals you. David wrote in Psalms 103:3, he heals, and this is a time that we need this verse, he heals all my diseases. Every time we turn around, it seems like they got another disease, another something going on. But God's word says, he heals all my diseases. 1 Samuel 17:47, and this was written through David. And I mean to tell you, I read this here, and I mean to tell you, a couple times I thought about texting Ray and say, I think I changed my sermon. I think maybe I wanted to preach on this. For the battle is the Lord's. For the battle, man, if you have time, read that, 1 Samuel 17. Read that. David, he's going to battle for the fight. He only had a slingshot and a couple stones. See, when we go to battle to fight, what do we have? We have prayer through Jesus Christ. Psalms 84:8, the Lord mighty in battle. 1 Corinthians 15:57, he gives us the victory through our Lord. See, we're not going to get it on our own. We're not going to gain the victory on our own. We have a hard time making it through life. But God is saying, if we recall what he's saying in his word, he gives us the victory through our Lord, Jesus Christ. Psalms and was written by David again. 60, 12. With God, we will gain the victory. All the things going on. See, Peter wrote there, and it's very important that we follow what he wrote. I want you to recall the words that were spoken and the commands that were given you from Jesus Christ through his apostles. Where do we find that? We find it in God's word. It's strength for living for today. In the last days. And I apologize, Mel, if the worship team could come. I'm telling you, we have a good worship team here. Me, Jamie and I, a lot of times we just have our own worship service at home. And we pull songs up and we sing them. And we sing a song a lot. And I text Mel, or I'm sorry, Jamie did, said, hey, how about if we sing this song? Well, we didn't sing, the congregation, you didn't sing this before. They are willing to share it with us this morning. The song is entitled, I'm Going to See a Victory. See, so many times we might not see the victory that we want to see, but one day we will. One day we will. When God appears, we will. It says the weapons may be formed, but it won't prosper. When the darkness falls, it won't prevail. Because the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God, he will never fail. He never failed in his word, and he never will. For the battle belongs to the Lord. Because I'm going to see. I don't know about you, but each day when I wake up, I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see it. All these old bones, sometimes they don't feel like it, but I'm going to see a victory. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. Every war he wages, he will win. See, I'm not backing down from any giants. See, a lot of this was taken from 1 Samuel. Because I know how this story ends. I know how this story ends. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. It says you take what the enemy meant for evil. And see, that's so many times what we don't understand. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and he turns it around for our good. I don't know about you, but so many things that are going on right now, he's making me turn around for my good. And when I turn around, it's making me what? Focus on him. I focus on him. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Do you know how your story's going to end? We are living in the last days. It is time for all of us to not forget, but remember what God's word says. It's time for us to recall the words that are in God's word that's going to give you strength for today. Why is that so important to this Christian walk? All the world outside, they might not believe this when I tell them. But we as Christians, you better believe it, because it's going to happen. 2 Peter 3:10 says, for the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The day of the Lord is going to come, folks. Are you going to be prepared? Or you have forgotten everything that God said about his word and you're going to follow the ways of the world and live a defeated life full of fear and anxiety? I'm not going to. I'm going to recall God's word. I'm going to stand on it, and I'm going to live by it, because I'm going to see a victory. And that's the day when Jesus comes, and I want to be prepared, that I am prepared to go home with him to live forever. That's the victory that we're looking for. That's the victory that we want within our lives. Yes, there's going to be many victories along the road, but that's the main victory that I'm looking for, that I can't wait to see, because God's word says, but the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Those that are not prepared. You do yourself good today to read 2 Peter 3. Because God is a warning to us as a Christian believer. Stimulate your thinking into wholesome thinking. Recall the words that I have spoken. Because you will recognize the days you're living in. You will recognize what's going on around you. And it will help you to prepare yourself for the returning of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you can all stand this morning.